Rengel Civic Center Auditorium is a maze of tables. One end is taken up with a half-completed stage for an upcoming community musical. The rest is filled with strollers, chatter, and colorful poster boards with information about community resources. Joan Sargent greets newcomers to the Family Resilience Fair at the doors, holding a spool of bright yellow tickets.
Okay, here's your raffle tickets. Okay. And these items they have donated by the community. Okay, for a raffle, open raffle, and you get 10 tickets. There you go.
Every 15 minutes, Sargent picks up a wireless microphone to announce another raffle winner. There are more than a dozen. Petersburg-based public health nurse Erin Michael says the fair is an important event because it gives families ideas along with actual resources.
To have good options for coping mechanisms and ways to overcome maybe obstacles or difficulties in their lives in a healthy way. It just kind of gives them that option. A lot of different organizations and businesses that get together, and that's their whole goal, is to hopefully have a healthy community.
So. Michael's table is filled with a somewhat incongruous mix of coloring pages and medication disposal bags. She says her two focuses are healthy coping, that's the coloring pages, and also providing tools for people who might be worried about friends and family with substance issues. Along with medication disposal, she has kits with the overdose reversing drug naloxone, commonly known as Narcan.
But each table is different, which is really exciting. Different topics. They've got wise women. They've got, I saw across the way, I'm going to have to go and get my reflectors where they are doing reflectors, because this time of year it's so dark out. You need that kind of thing. You don't want to get hit by a car. So all kinds of great stuff today.
That's the local tribe's transportation department handing out reflective stickers cut out in stars, hearts, and squiggles. The Family Resilience Fair is a multifaceted event. It's put on by Brave, a local organization focused on building family resilience and preventing violence. One facet is a celebration of babies born to Rengel families in the last year. This year, there were 12.
And I probably didn't get them all.
Kay Larson is a founding member of Brave.
But it was funny, I kept walking down the street and I'd see a mother with a stroller stop and get him.
The babies are recognized with small gifts. Posters with the names of the new kids adorn a table in one corner of the room. Larson says the event feels more spirited this year. Maybe that's because the world has entered a new phase of the pandemic. Or maybe it's because Brave requested vendors bring interactive elements to supplement their informational brochures. The centerpiece is a rainbow blow-up bowling set, where each pin's head is shaped like a unicorn. It was brought by the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium's Women's Health Coordinator. Other tables with pamphlets, stickers, and informational posters span all ages and needs. There are tables from Search's Behavioral Health and Patient Health Benefits Office, resources for people with disabilities, and Hospice of Rengel, which hosts a medical supply loan closet and offers grief support and end-of-life planning help. At a table draped with a rainbow flag, resident Alex Angerman says her message for families is one of inclusion. Rengel Public Schools have seen an uptick in bullying lately, and the district is working on implementing new educational programs.
I just wanted to be able to kind of start a conversation about being more welcoming to people who might be different than you.
It's a complex idea, she says, and can include bullying resources, anti-racism and decolonizing classrooms, as well as support for LGBTQ community members. At the elementary school table, social-emotional learning coordinator Tawny Crowley says the focus is expressing emotions.
We brought our emotions wheel today, just kind of show it helps with establishing like emotional intelligence and communicating a little bit better, especially when you're having kind of in the moment a hard time. And then I brought our breathing exercise, our tracing page, and just some positive affirmation coloring pages and posters and stuff like that.
In the center of the room, Corey Delabrew wears a green U.S. Forest Service vest.
Even though it's winter, you know, it's still important to get outside as much as we can for, you know, mental resiliency, I would say. It's good to hear from people.
Delabrew says the Forest Service wants to hear from community members about recreation opportunities on the Tongass. There's an open comment period on proposed new cabin sites in the Rengel and Petersburg Ranger Districts, but beyond that, she says the agency wants to know how Rengel families use the forest and how that could grow in the future. Wrangell Salvation Army has a table along the back wall. Lieutenant John Tollerud says he wants to get information out about his church's food pantry and holiday food distributions. They gave out 106 dinners before Thanksgiving, but also to spread a broader message of hope and refuge.
And, we're just here saying if you feel like you're on your own, you're not. We're here for you in whatever way we can be.
Another local food distributor is at the fair, Wrangell Senior Center. Director Solveig Gillen says the center serves about 70 people a day through Meals on Wheels and is also back to in-house dining for seniors who want to be a part of the Lunch Bunch.
We are here to support any elder, any senior out there that has any questions, needs help with anything, any extra support. We do meal delivery services. We have our senior van. It's only by donation, and even if you can't provide a donation, we just still want to help you out and get you around. So, you know, we're not worried about your budget. We don't keep track. We're just here to merely help and support our elders.
Next to the reflective tape cutting station, local tribal environmental coordinator Valerie Massey is passing out information about a large grant secured by the Wrangell Cooperative Association, $1 million over a 5-year period to secure a local domestic violence prevention specialist. The Ketchikan-based anti-violence organization WISH wrote the grant at the request of local organization Brave, and the tribe carried out the application. Massey says it may be early next year before the program gets going, but it's an important step for the community.
This will put someone on the ground and fund someone to do not only advocacy in the future, but first, like, needs assessments and education in the schools and that kind of thing.
Beyond support for Wrangell families, event organizers say it's heartening to see resource providers talking to each other. That's how new programs and support systems get built. Whether Wrangellites leave with new ideas or a year's supply of free pens, they call the 5th annual Family Resilience Fair a great success. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.